The first step in getting closer to God is to realize that you need to or that you want to. And the second step in getting closer to God is to realize that it's possible. I want to encourage you to check out my book, Getting Closer to God, Anthologies from the Forefront Trilogy, Book 2. I think this will really be helpful to you in your pursuit of the Lord and help you understand what I learned over the first 30 plus years of my life as a believer, as a minister, and as a missionary in a lot of the countries of the earth. Check it out. Anthologies from the Forefront, Book 2, Getting Closer to God. It's on Amazon.
Take your leadership to the next level. It's time for the Engaging Missions Leadership Moment with Scott McClelland of FX Missions.
Hi, it's Scott McClelland, and I'm here with your Leadership Moment, talking today about motivation. Motivation is key to making a difference and getting something done, and shouldn't be minimized in your mind as to its centrality of leadership. It's right there in the middle of leadership, and without motivation, you will run out of gas, your leadership will wane, you'll find that you don't get the things done and accomplish the things that are in front of you. If we look at the parable of the talents, we can realize that the talents themselves were part of the equation. They were the resource capacity of the equation. But what the individual brought to the equation was motivation. Everything you accomplish in life is a factor of these two things: resource or resource capacity and motivation. But motivation is the fulcrum by which results are created, and it's the deciding factor as it pertains to these results. You can have all the resources or resource capacity in the world, but without motivation, nothing much will come of that. Motivation and courage are closely related. These two are inclusive of hope and determination. Do you have an ultimate expectation of good things to come? That's hope. When your expectations of ultimate good are tested, how deeply your belief runs is revealed. This doesn't happen only to expose your shallowness, but to encourage you to go deeper and find true motivation. If you find that you keep running out of motivation, it might be that what you're using for courage is actually false. Those who can hold on to hope in the face of ultimate testing are those who overcome, those who maintain their motivation. Determination is the capacity to persist in the face of opposition or threat. There are, as we know, and should remind ourselves, many and precious promises to those who overcome. I want to encourage you to protect your motivation and also to go deeper in it. Thanks for staying with me. This is Scott McClelland with your Leadership Moment. If you need to contact me or us, please do so on most social media at FX Missions or on the web at fxmissions.com. Have a good one.
This has been the Engaging Missions Leadership Moment with Scott McClelland of FX Missions. If you have a leadership question, please send it to feedback@engagingmissions.com and visit fxmissions.com to connect with Scott and discover how you could be involved in short-term missions.